Hardy Boys in The Mystery of Witch's Hollow.
What do you think?
Well, the road's not so good, but I don't think we're lost.
I knew this was a mistake. Here we are in the middle of nowhere, a storm coming, and no food.
Chet, you closed the hamburger stand in Forestburg.
That was an hour ago.
I couldn't see where you put it. I wouldn't know where it went.
Hey, we're okay. I just saw that old barn with the hex sign on it.
Hex? What's a hex?
Hex sign. Farmers in Witch's Hollow always put them out. It's kind of an old superstition.
Huh?
Black magic. Supposed to keep away witches and goblins. We're not far from Salem, you know.
I could have gone to California this summer. I didn't have to come camping here with you guys. What are we stopping at a place like this for anyway?
Callie's uncle, Captain McGuire, told Dad that there were some strange things going on up around here.
How strange?
Oh, witches and goblins and things like that.
What?
Well, naturally, Dad wanted to check down.
I don't see why we have to do it. Why would your father want us to get involved in a dangerous place like this anyway?
Well, what can be dangerous? There are no such things as witches and goblins.
Besides, Dad's working on another case. Of course, if you'd rather get out and thumb your way back.
No thanks.
Looks like the captain's home.
Hope he has dinner ready.
Oh, don't worry, Chet. Uncle Mac always has something good on the stove.
Some camping trip. Witch's Hollow. Gives me the willies.
We won't be here long. Just long enough to check with Callie's uncle. Ma'am, we're looking for Captain McGuire.
Captain's not home.
When are you expecting him, miss?
Mrs. Thompson. I just come by to clean the place once a week. Don't know when he'll be back.
If that's the captain's mail, it doesn't look as if he's been around for a while.
I don't know.
Mrs. Thompson, I'm Callie Shaw, Captain McGuire's niece. He was expecting us tonight.
He didn't say nothing to me about it, but...
Now at least we know how this place got its name.
If you want to wait.
Thank you, Mrs. Thompson.
Better make yourselves comfortable. You might have a long wait if they got to him.
They?
The forces of evil. The devil's workers and witches.
What?
I told the captain. But he don't listen. I told him Witch's Hollow would get him.
Mrs. Thompson, you can't expect a grown man to believe in witches and...
You don't know what goes on in Witch's Hollow, young man. Dogs, cats go in the hollow and never come back.
Mrs. Thompson, when my Uncle Mac retired from the NYPD, he moved here because it was so quiet.
Not all that quiet, young lady. But have it your way. Be like the captain. You want to wait? It's up to you.
Come on, let's go, let's go, let's go.
Good night.
You know, she sounds as if she believed all that.
She sure had me convinced.
You were right about one thing. Captain's been gone for a while. Some of this mail's postmarked over a week ago.
Hey, guys. Uncle Mac's favorite gun, the one with the engraving, is missing.
Looks like he left in a big hurry. Could be he's just hunting, but...
Well, maybe we should call your dad. Uncle Mac did say there were some very strange things going on here.
Look, why don't we just drive home and talk to him?
I think you're overreacting, Frank. Witch's Hollow has a way of rubbing off on people. I've known McGuire for years. Wouldn't be the first time he'd gone off hunting without telling anybody. Callie can tell you that.
Well, what about the mail and the spilled shotgun shells?
Sounds like Mrs. Thompson is just not a very good housekeeper. If you could see your room right now, you'd know that a mess does not make a mystery.
Sorry, Dad, I meant to clean up before I left.
Chet's dog is the only real mystery around here. How do you get him to calm down long enough to hold a phone conversation?
Chet's parents will be by tomorrow morning to pick him up.
Ask him what we do if the captain doesn't show up.
Now, you tell your brother McGuire can take care of himself. I should be there day after tomorrow. I'll have the Tanner case wrapped up by then. And tell Chet that I'm looking forward to seeing his folks.
Okay, I'll tell him. Good night, Dad. Thanks. Well, don't worry. We'll spend the night here. If the captain doesn't show up by morning, we'll go into Forestburg.
Something.
Someone. Something doesn't use a knife.
On this end.
Put your wrist to the loop.
Come on.
Got it.
Yes.
Come on. That's the job. Push. Okay. Push up. Can you give me some help?
Try. That was close. Are you hurt?
I'm all right.
Fell for a kid's trick.
You shouldn't have went off in the woods alone like that. You almost got killed.
It wasn't my fault. Guy was chasing and tripped me.
You say guy?
I don't know. Guy, thing. Could have been a girl for all I saw.
Nah, couldn't have been. You wouldn't mind so much falling for a girl.
Right. Thanks, brother.
Let's get back. We'll never find him now.
Hey, Frank! Show the light over here.
It's a 12-gauge, same as the ones that are in the cabin.
Either the captain was getting pretty careless, or whatever he was hunting.
Was hunting him? Look at this. Hunting coat pocket?
Yeah, it looks like it.
That stain could be blood. What do you think?
I don't think we should show this stuff to Callie until we find out what's going on.
Did you feel up to a trip into Forestburg to see the sheriff?
One good trip deserves another.
You're holding it pretty good for a younger brother.
It's your example I'm trying to live down to.
Come on.
You wake me up in the middle of the night to show me a shotgun shell and a piece of hunting jacket?
We think something's happened to Captain McGuire.
Joseph Hardy, your father'd be ashamed to hear you jumping to a conclusion like that.
I'm Joe. He's Frank.
Look, I don't care if you're Sherlock Holmes. This isn't evidence of anything. No matter what you two thought you were chasing.
We told you McGuire's gun was missing.
Look, that gun is missing most of the time. The captain bought that cabin for that purpose. So he could hunt and fish without interference.
We're not interfering. He asked us to come.
Oh? I thought you told me he called your dad.
Well, technically, yes.
Well, then technically, I'll get worried when your father does. Any more questions?
Yeah, that is blood.
Son, a game coat is for carrying game, not cookies.
Sir, you still haven't explained all the strange things going on in Witch's Hollow.
Ah, I see you've been talking to old Mrs. Thompson.
Yes, sir.
Well, then you better listen to her, and you better stay indoors. Then the witches and goblins won't get you.
Sir, it wasn't our imagination.
Come on, Joe. The sheriff knows his county better than we do.
You know, that's the most sensible thing I've heard you two say since you came in here.
Thank you for your help, Sheriff.
Say hello to the captain for me when you see him.
Yes, sir, and we will see him, one way or another.
There you are, my pet.
Ah, Flatfoot. I see you're still with us.
Thunderhead. Why don't you let me out of here while you still can?
I'm surprised you haven't found your way out already. Before she was fully trained, Tabitha got out of this cage several times.
Thanks.
Of course, I can see your problem. She never has taken to you since the night we found you spying on my little enterprise. Now I have no choice.
You still have a choice. Nobody's gotten hurt. Yet.
Sonny, I've lived here, man and boy, for 63 years. Can't know a place much better.
Then you know about Witch's Hollow.
All I want to know, I've heard her, and I've seen her.
You've seen her? Seen who?
Reckon that's for you to find out. Nobody else has.
Hasn't anyone tried?
You're kind of keen on questions, aren't you, Sonny?
Well, I'm looking for a friend. His name is Captain McGuire.
Yeah. City fellow that moved into the Hollow. We're getting a lot of that.
A lot of what?
City folks. Moving in, clattering up the countryside. That new fancy parkway gets finished. There won't be room for a gnat to turn around this town.
Well, about Captain McGuire.
What about him?
Have you seen him?
Used to be, you'd see the folks you know every day. Now it's construction workers, campers, real estate dealers.
Mr. Hudson.
Yeah, McGuire. I seen him. Came in for gas about 3 days ago.
Can you think of anyone else who might have seen him?
Well, he's mighty thick with that other city fella, Donna, construction man. Bought the old place back in the harbor. Gonna tear it down, they say.
Hey, Frank, I got Dad on the phone.
Excuse me, Mr. Johnson.
Yeah?
Hi, Dad.
Joe told me what happened last night about your run-in with Sheriff Houghton. Now, don't worry, it's just the man's way.
Oh, I'm not worried about that. But I am worried about Captain McGuire.
No word yet?
No, sir. There's enough circumstantial evidence to hang your hat on.
Look, I can't possibly get up there until tomorrow. I'm going to call and get all the information I can on Bill McGuire out of New York.
New York?
The chief of detectives can make a lot of enemies. Better to be safe than sorry.
Well, it could take a couple of days to go through all the cases Captain McGuire's handled.
10 minutes on the computer. I'll call Callie with it as soon as I get it. And you tell her not to worry.
Her uncle can handle himself.
I will.
In the meantime, don't you two let the witches and black magic get to you, huh?
It's easy for him to say.
I'll see you tomorrow morning. Goodbye, son.
Okay, bye, Dad.
That'll be $11.
About Mr. Donner, how do we find his place?
Just take the left fork back to the Hollow. Don't blame me if you run into trouble.
Cheery character, isn't he?
My sentiments exactly.
I agree with you boys about one thing. I don't hold much credence in all the talk about the Hollow. Neither does the Flatfoot.
Flatfoot?
Sorry, Captain McGuire. You should hear what he calls me after a couple of drinks. Dunderhead.
You don't seem very worried.
About McGuire? You should hear some of the stories he tells. The list of crooks he's run in reads like a who's who in crime. That man's as tough as nails. Though I can't say I'd like to be in his shoes if some of them get out of jail.
Mr. Hudson says you're tearing this place down. Is it your construction company that's finishing the parkway?
No. That's Wallace Mather's project. I'm in development. Houses, condominiums, office buildings. Here's what this place will look like if that parkway ever gets finished.
It's very nice. You say if it gets finished.
Wallace and Mather could well wind up bankrupt. They're having a lot of trouble. Breakdowns, faulty materials, pilferage. It's going to cost me a lot of money if that project gets canceled.
You mean they can cancel the parkway?
Well, it's costing 3 times as much as it should that they can. Especially if there's enough local resistance, and believe me, there's resistance here.
I can't understand why.
Small town. It's a small town fears. Witch's Hollow is a good example.
Mr. Donner, what exactly is the legend of Witch's Hollow?
It involves an old lady who lived here in the woods. On this side, as a matter of fact. That's why I was able to get such a bargain.
And?
Well, it was during the Salem witch hunts, and apparently she had a thing for cats. She took in strays. All kinds, as a matter of fact. Well, the legend says that she raised a mountain cat. A black one. And big. My thought is, if any of this is true, she must have found it as a baby. What we would call affection training today. Back then, you would be branded a witch.
And they burn witches at the stake.
Not in this case. When they came to get her for the trial, she barricaded herself in the house along with this big cat. It's not a very pretty story.
Well, it's not a story at all without a finish.
Well, when she wouldn't come out, they set fire to the place.
And she never came out?
No. And from then on, whenever there was a sound in the hollow, it was her screaming.
And every time someone had a run-in with a mountain lion or a bobcat.
Exactly. And that's the stuff of legends.
You make it sound pretty simple, but we've heard the scream.
Oh, then you boys best not go into Witch's Hollow. Because the curse says, those that hear the scream are destined to be the next victims.
You mean you've never heard it?
Oh, I've heard night sounds, but then I don't get out in the woods much at night. I leave that up to the Flatfoot. Captain McGuire and young detectives like yourselves.
Well, thank you, Mr. Donner.
My pleasure.
Thank you for your time.
Thank you very much.
When McGuire gets back, you tell him I've got a brandy waiting for him.
Okay, we'll do that. Some story, huh?
You know, there's no way to really find out what's going on in Witch's Hollow unless we spend the night there.
Okay.
You know, sometimes I don't know what to make of you two. First, you run off and leave us last night. Then you...
Hey, we didn't want to upset Callie. Besides, you were asleep when we got back.
That's what you're supposed to do at night. Close my eyes at all out here.
I told you could stay back in the cabin with Callie.
Yeah, I'm beginning to wish I had.
You're really going to love it out here, Chet.
Camping out in the open, sleeping under the stars, really communing with nature.
Sure, just like a worm on a fish hook.
That's an awfully direct way of putting it.
The phrase does have some truth in it.
Dad may be right about McGuire's old enemies. My bet still is that the clue lies in Captain McGuire's messages about Witch's Hollow.
Well, if you're right, I think we can expect some pretty strange things to happen before the night is over.
Will you two cut it out?
Maybe Chet's right. Joe, think of a number between 1 and 10.
5.
No, you lose. I'll take the first watch.
Just for the record, what was the number?
It doesn't matter. I just don't feel like sleeping.
There's still no sign of the captain yet. The boys went to camp in Witch's Hollow. They wanted to see what was happening in there firsthand.
Well, that could be trouble, Callie. I just got the report from the New York Police Department, and it seems there are several people that have been released from prison lately who could be after your Uncle Bill.
One of them is particularly unstable.
Well, what should I do? I don't expect the boys back till morning.
Callie, this could be very important. Is there some way to get word to the boys?
Well, I better try. Why don't I take the information from you now?
Easy. What in the world were you sneaking up on us like that for? You might as well tell us. We're going to find out anyway. Frank, I don't think you could speak. Is that it?
It was dark with no shape, just those eyes and then a low whispering growl.
What were you doing out there anyway, Callie?
Your dad called with the information from New York.
Well, these woods can play tricks on you at night. Joe and I have found that out.
Frank, there was something moving in those trees. It was coming after me. I saw it.
Hey, Frank, take a look at this.
That's it. That has to be what I saw. Who's he?
We don't know yet.
But that must mean that he saw the cat, too. He was trying to warn us.
Thanks. By the way, what were you doing in here last night?
Now we know why the captain stocked so many provisions. Kelly, why don't you get him something to eat? Since we've been here, he hasn't had a chance for a decent meal.
I was right about one thing. It was a kid's trick I fell for.
Oh, I don't think he meant any harm.
Why don't you and Chet see what you can find out? We'll get the sleeping bags.
Hey, right. Don't I even get to pick a number?
Don't worry, I've got a feeling Callie's screams get every witch out of the hollow.
Come on.
I gotta say, this case really has me baffled. Still no sign of the captain. We really haven't learned anything.
I'm going to say that. We know that there's a real cat that roams these woods. And when we get a chance to question the kid, I think we're going to learn a lot more. Callie?
Shh. They're both asleep.
Bad. I want to talk to the kid.
The kid's name is Simon.
How did he tell you that?
Well, I'm afraid the only thing he can write is his first name. When I asked him about anything else, he just drew pictures. And pretty good ones, too.
What's this?
Apparently, that's the shack in the woods where he lives, and well, those are his pets.
Not the only thing squirrely about this place. What's this?
That one I don't know. When I asked him about that, he just got excited when I didn't understand.
Well, we can talk to him in the morning. Why don't you two get some sleep? I'm going to go over the notes that Dad sent up.
You sure you don't want me to do it?
You really want to?
No.
Then why don't you jump in your sleeping bag?
I won't have to. I'd sleep standing up.
Good night.
Good night.
Thank you.
What?
Locked in. It's on. Place is on fire. And Callie.
Callie! Callie? Callie, wake up. Place is on fire. Chet? Chet! Get up! Come on, everybody out. Place is on fire.
Callie, you were right.
Hey, Joe, Frank! Simon just showed me something. The cabin isn't on fire. It's just something stuck up there on the chimney.
Frank, there can't be an accident. Someone's trying to get to us.
Yeah, or scare us. Either way, somebody thinks we're getting too close for comfort. Hey, Chet, you think I'd get that thing off the chimney?
Why me?
Please, Chet, we need to talk to Simon.
Okay.
Simon, you were friends with Captain McGuire?
And we know he let you eat with him. Did you ever go hunting together?
The last time, did he go hunting without you?
Do you know where he is now?
Looks like we're back to square one.
Now, wait a minute. I think he wants us to ask him another question.
Hey, maybe he wants us to ask him the big one. Did someone come and take the captain away?
I don't get it. Can you make anything out of this, Joe?
No, but I think I know someone who can.
The sheriff? Right. Come on, Simon. Get in the van.
You stay here. By the way, if Chet falls off the roof, just give him a sandwich. He won't need a splint.
Okay.
Hey, where are you guys going?
We just want to check out something. Oh. We'll be back soon. Somehow it all has to fit together.
You mean the captain's disappearance and the legend?
Not exactly. The shotgun, the shell, the piece of cloth we found from the captain's coat.
Yeah, not to mention what's happened to us. Someone's definitely trying to cover something up. Now, you're supposed to say, but what?
I would, but I know you don't know either.
What, Simon?
He wants you to turn.
There's no road to turn into.
What's to lose? We've run into a dead end ever since we got here.
Has to be the heart of Witch's Hollow.
Are you kidding? Couldn't have a heart after what we've been through.
What do you make of that? What is it?
This one is screams. This is the same ones we heard before.
I don't get it. What's a truck convoy doing here?
And speakers, look at them.
Very clever. They record the screams and then play them back to scare people out of the hollow, so no one discovers their operation.
What operation?
I don't know, but there's got to be some reason why they're using this old road.
That means they must be hauling something they don't want anyone to see.
Right.
Smugglers?
Or thieves. There's only one way to really find out.
Call the sheriff.
By the time he gets here, they'll be long gone.
Frank, you're not suggesting that. I mean, those guys have gone through a lot of trouble to keep people away.
The higher the stakes, the more desperate the game. And that means Captain McGuire's life is in real danger. We've got only one tangible clue if we don't let it get away. Simon, can you get back to the cabin by yourself? We'll meet you there.
I'd be happy to go with him.
What, miss the first train to Witch's Hollow? Let's go.
Ah! certainly not a thermal ride.
It's years of experience.
I feel like I hit a ton of bricks.
You're close to cement. Hey, what did Donner say the name of that company was? The Parkway Contractors.
Wallace.
Wallace and Mather.
This is no way to build a parkway.
Donner said they had pilferage, but this is grand theft. They'll be bankrupt in no time at this rate.
Now, there's a good chance Captain McGuire discovered the same thing.
Yeah, and he could be in big trouble. I can't think of a better reason why not to get off this thing right now. Come on.
Frank, it looks a lot faster from here.
Just close your eyes and jump, and don't forget to roll. Joe, where are you?
Over here.
You're the one who told me to roll.
Don't worry. You'll dry off. It'll be morning before we get back to the van. That's a pleasant thing.
You mean the boys are in a truck? Headed where?
Into Witch's Hollow, Simon?
Oh, I don't like it, Kelly. From what you've told me, with McGuire disappearing and now the boys, looks like the sheriff is going to have to put out that posse, whether he likes to or not. Joe, Frank, are you all right?
Well, he's in great shape.
Any word on McGuire?
Well, not exactly. We don't know how he disappeared, but we may know why.
Whole truckloads of Wallace and Mather construction materials are being stolen and hidden somewhere in Witch's Hollow.
Wait a minute. Wallace and Mather, who are they?
The Parkway Contractors. Someone's trying to stop the Parkway project, and they're using the legend of Witch's Hollow to cover their tracks.
We figure Captain McGuire got wise to them, and they had to get him out of the way.
Oh, hold on. Slow down.
Wait a minute. Why does anyone want to stop the Parkway project?
Right.
Well, there's a lot of local resentment against the Parkway and all the outsiders they'll bring in.
Aha. Felony resentment. Not a very good motive.
You certainly have a way of punching holes in our balloons.
Only when there isn't enough air in them. Now, have you got any other ideas?
Well, not yet. The commercial interests stand to lose their shirts if the parkway isn't finished.
And Mr. Donner's plans for all these houses and condos will go up in a puff of smoke without it.
Donner?
He's a good friend of the captain's.
That's it? That's all you've got?
Well, we've only been working on it for 2 days, Dad.
Well, it seems that was long enough for you to alienate Sheriff Houghton. Callie, I'd like you to come with me. I think we're going to need a little charm if we're going to get a posse out into the woods.
Right.
In the meantime, your boy's still out of trouble.
But, Dad...
You know, butts. Come on, Callie.
Sorry, I don't understand.
The storm the night we arrived? The cat attacked the captain?
Doesn't look like any captain to me.
This is the captain?
It still doesn't make any sense.
Joe, are you thinking what I'm thinking?
Frank, it's a foot. It's a flat foot. Flat foot. The name that Donner called the captain.
And this is Donner?
Remind me never to do another crossword puzzle. I still don't understand what's going on.
You don't have to understand. I think Simon does. Come on, let's go. Chet, if Dad calls, tell him we've gone over to Donner's place.
Here we go again.
When this scheme of yours falls apart, you'll be a lot better off facing a larceny charge than homicide.
But it's not going to fall apart. There's a bill in the legislature right now to suspend Parkway construction 6 months pending study. The accident you're going to have at the construction site will be all that's needed to pass the bill. Unanimously.
I was wondering why you kept me here this long. It can still blow up in your face. Only when it does, you've got a man's life in your conscience.
Listen to me, McGuire. I've been pushed around and laughed at all my life by speculators and money men. Now I'm going to have my chance to do some pushing. All those speculators will come running to me. begging me to take their restaurant on gas station sites at half price. And of course, they'll stop laughing when the temporary shutdown ends and I come out millions ahead. Then we'll see who pushes who.
Have a good meal. It's your last. You'll be leaving when the trucks pull out tonight.
Diner! You can't be sure the shutdown will be temporary. Those speculators just might have the last laugh after all.
It will be temporary. I'm not without influence. Flatfoot.
Maybe not. This panel's loose. Here, give me a hand.
How about a foot?
Who's there?
Captain McGuire.
Stay back. The cat.
Went away with animals.
Yeah, so did Jonah. Nice kitty. Nice kitty.
Careful, sir. That's no house pet.
You don't have to tell me. Come on. Come on. Nice kitty. Yeah.
Wait a minute, sir. I'll throw him a piece of meat.
Clyde baby.
Thanks. I'll let you have the honor of opening the cage.
You are going to tell us how all this happened, aren't you?
Just open the door, son, before Donner gets back.
Now, I want you to get that material and get it over to the Hollow tonight.
Hold it, Donner! Hold it!
Move over. I'll try.
Sheriff, give me a hand.
Oh, Uncle Mac.
Hi, honey.
Oh, Uncle Mac, it's so good to see you.
Circumstances. Well, we're lucky, I guess.
How are you?
Well, you boys do intend to tell me what you're doing here.
Okay, nothing, Dad, just a little catnap.
Catnapping, that's pretty good.
Thanks, Mac.
Thank you.
Thank you.
pronounced lightning thunder? It rhymes with dunder.
Dunderhead. Why didn't we figure that one out?
Simon saw Donner with a cat. That's why he went out in the woods the night his drivers grabbed me. But he didn't put the two together until your boy showed him.
It looks like Simon did all right.
That Wallace and Mather reward's all right, that's for sure.
Well, there's more than enough to see Simon through art school and the special tutoring he needs. That's really what he's wanted for some time now.
Well, with his talent, Simon will do fine. Hey, what's going to happen to Tabitha?
Well, Clyde Beatty here is going to take her home as a house pet.
I think the zoo is a better idea. Unless Joe wants to take on the job of training his Aunt Gertrude, too.
Oh, no. I'm through with cats. Besides, we have to take Chet on that camping trip we promised him.
Not in Witch's Hollow.
Well, you see, there's a place a little farther north called Devil's Rock. There's a legend there that says that the place
Forget
is...
Forget it!
Wonderful.